Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Elected Governor Kathy Hochul of New York is urged to replace the chairman of the Democratic Party in New York, Jay Jacobs, urged by powerful state senators in Albany, as well as the New York City comptroller, as well as 1,100 party leaders, local officials, organizations, and individuals. This I read in the New York Times. So, what is the complaint about Jay Jacobs, who delivered a winning combination of all the leadership jobs in Albany, in the governor's office and around the governor? I welcome Harry Siegel, my guide on New York City and New York State matters. He's a columnist at the New York Daily News. He's a senior editor at The City, an online journal. Harry, a very good evening to you. Jay Jacobs is a new name to me, but suddenly there are all these columns saying he's got to go. What did he do wrong? I mean, what part of winning don't they like? Good evening to you, Harry.
Good evening, John. So lots of Democrats, including electeds, have signed this letter. They, broadly speaking, represent the left wing of the Democratic Party. Jay Jacobs, who was brought in as the state party leader by Andrew Cuomo and then retained by Kathy Hochul when she became governor after he resigned, is now won a term of her own. He is a very convenient scapegoat or lightning rod because, one, he didn't do a great job, certainly not for down-ballot candidates, as Kathy Hochul ran a super quiet campaign about nothing, figuring that would be enough in New York. And sure enough, it was. She won by about 5 points, way less than the Democratic voter advantage in the state, but still a win. Democrats lost seats in the state legislature, in Congress, in Long Island, around the Hudson Valley, in southern Brooklyn, and elsewhere. And so in this blame game, following those losses, which may end up determining control of Congress, by the way, talking about Jay Jacobs, who leads a party that doesn't function the way a party traditionally does. It doesn't communicate with voters. It's not a political operation exactly. It's a ballot line. It's a vastly powerful ballot line. The more or less shapes who wins these elections for the most part, including in the governor's race and all the statewide races this year. So it's much easier, instead of saying Kathy Hochul won with this race about nothing, she has a mandate. What is her mandate now? What's her agenda? And directly arguing about any of that, to take somebody like Jay Jacobs, who also leads the Democratic Party in Nassau County and Long Island, where Democrats had a very rough cycle, predictably. You know, that's sort of a bellwether as far as New York swings with where New York is going, state, then to talk directly about the governor. And because people on the left are demanding his removal immediately, Kathy Hochul has said, along with her centrist ally, Eric Adams, he did a fine job and absolutely no way. The funny thing is, if people were not calling for his head and hoping to wield that as a sort of political trophy following this cycle, my guess is Jay would have been quietly thanked for his service and let go in 3 or 4 months. Because this person, very few New Yorkers, except people who follow politics closely and even heard of to this point, has now become the thing Democrats want to fight over instead of any of the underlying issues more directly, like whether or not the party needs to change its policies around criminal justice and criminal justice reforms. Hochul is holding on to him, not on the merits of the job he's done particularly. I don't think the job or the office is, frankly, that important. But because having won, she's not going to start off by conceding things to Democrats on her left who are in some ways gunning for her.
I read, this is New York Times, that Liz Krueger, state senator who is chair of the Senate Finance Committee, which in Albany I think means a lot of power, she blames Jacobs and she says nobody can actually seriously say here's what the party is, does, and how it is helpful. And that's pretty disturbing. That's your point, Harry. But there's, it sounds to me like she has an idea what it is. What would that be? What does Liz Krueger represent in the mix, in the panoply of the party?
So Liz Krueger and Michael Gennaris, who's another powerful member of the state Senate, they drew new maps that would have massively benefited Democrats. They thought the courts then struck down, which led to more competitive maps being drawn by a special master, which in turn led, proceeded, at least maybe led to these Republican wins. So in the blame game instance now, part of the case against the left, where groups like the DSA and the WFP, the Working Families Party, have picked up some of the role of actually knocking on doors and organizing that the Democratic Party has largely abandoned, to Krueger's point. What's interesting about this is they want to say now, Gennaris just was on New York One saying this, the maps didn't matter. We would have lost with our rig maps the same way we lost anyway, so the fault must belong with the centrists. And the truth is, there's plenty of blame to go around. With the messaging from the farther left, decarceral Democrats in a cycle where law and order appeals help Republicans do very well in New York, a fairly blue state, even as they had a bad year nationally, you know, something is off there with where the center of the Democratic Party is. At the same time, the centrists had no positive message, no affirmation. I personally received zero mail. You know, I'm not watching network television these days, so I saw no advertising. You know, I truly have no idea what Kathy Hochul's message even was supposed to be. So there's tons of blame to go around. And the people in the Senate who'd hoped to benefit the party in the same way, for instance, Republicans in Florida did with their maps, which the courts there allowed for, want to say that the fault here is all Jay Jacobs, which is also an indirect way of saying it's really Andrew Cuomo. And Kathy Hochul is still just Andrew Cuomo without saying that directly to the first woman ever to be elected governor in New York. And again, and this is the issue with the Democratic Party here, rather than talking about any of the serious underlying problems that led to its significant underperformance, it's like, let's talk about a guy no one's ever heard of and fight this whole thing out through a proxy battle about him. And there's something absurd about that. And it means a Republican with a direct message, even if it's not totally honest or totally clear, which is my view of Lee Zeldin's message, at least you know what he's talking about. This sort of infighting amongst Democrats, which feels extremely high stakes and tense and immediate for the people involved, is almost totally incomprehensible to anyone who isn't directly staked in this. It's just a question of finding a symbolic scapegoat, saying this guy made the problem, this guy is out now, or this guy wasn't really the problem and he's not out now. And it's hard for me to see how this regular New Yorkers care or how any of this possibly impacts their lives.
Going to City Hall, yeah. Mayor Adams, where is he in this mix? Because his election was based upon, he did have an idea, which is security, order, and prosperity. Is he part of the push against Jacobs, or is he out of this?
No, neither. He said Jacobs did a perfectly fine job. He's broadly aligned with Hochul. He stopped talking about bail reform during this election, plainly at the request of the Hochul campaign. This is a losing issue for us. You're a Democrat, but you sound too much like Zeldin, et cetera. And now is saying, I think for the same reasons, not that he likes Jacobs or Jacobs did a great job particularly, but he doesn't like the people who are gunning for Jacobs, that Jacobs was perfectly fine. Why are we talking about this?
That leaves a puzzle then. Let's be practical. We have a new governor with 4 years and a strong Democratic Party. Does the mayor have leverage now because of this dispute or because Jacobs could be replaced? Does it give him advantage in Albany? He wants things.
Forget about Jacobs. Hochul has some debts to Adams. Hochul won because of black voters in the city, middle class ones, who are a big part of Eric Adams' base. Eric Adams did not say things that he needed for the city that could have been damaging to her on both crime and bail reform in particular, and with asylum seekers in the course of this election. And I'm sure he's expecting to be paid back for that support. He's hoping that he gets a second bite of some of the things he did not get in his first year going up to Albany when Adams, who's a former state senator himself, had a very rough time. The great benefit for the Democratic Party here is that the Republicans are a complete mess in their own ways. And they had a good cycle, but they don't have to actually make their own case. They just have to say, we're not those people. And, you know, that is a more popular appeal when most people are pessimistic about the direction of the state, and they're not, and continue not to be, the party that runs the state. However, it looks like the next head of the New York State Republican Party may well be Andrea Cassimatidis, who's the daughter of John Cassimatidis, who now owns, as you know, WABC. It was ads that appear in the Post every day, is very much in a Trumpy orbit. And this, to me, is one significant sign that Republicans don't have an operation of their own, don't have a real political party of their own, again, just a ballot line, and are not seriously well-equipped to take advantage of these issues and this sort of ridiculous internal fighting within the Democratic Party, because they do not have a clear and affirmative identity or agenda of their own. And I don't expect that to change. I fear that New York will continue to have a mostly Democratic politics of incoherence in which most elections are decided in primaries. And I do not see that as a good sign for the state going forward.
A minute, Harry, a hypothetical. If Andrew Cuomo was in Albany, does he win everything, including those Republican captured districts? And does that mean Nancy Pelosi remains speaker? Hypothetical. We have less than a minute.
Andrew Cuomo certainly thinks the answer is yes. When he was on my podcast, he mentioned internal polling that showed him with a significantly larger lead than Hochul had. We don't get to run the contest again. So it's not answerable, but it is certainly conceivable that would have been the case. Cuomo, of course, you know, would have been an incumbent who had stronger control over the left wing of his party and would have been able to move farther toward the center to differentiate himself as such. And that's a real difference in circumstances. And of course, Cuomo is a man. And there are some obstacles when a woman is running for office. Hochul's the first woman ever to be elected governor in New York's history.
Harry Siegel of the New York Daily News, a columnist, a senior editor at The City, a journal online. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.